What?
Things that make you say, what the fudge? Unpowered 96.5.
A 23-year-old college student is recovering from falling from her sixth-floor apartment balcony in Mexico. She fractured both of her legs, her arms, her hips, and her head.
Oh, my God.
She was doing an extreme yoga pose and attempting to balance herself on her balcony rail before she fell 80 feet to the ground. Surgeons spent 11 hours putting her back back together also.
Oh,
so she's going to be fine.
God, that sounds...
She's going to eventually make a full recovery.
Eventually, but think about how long it did. They had to put her back together?
Yeah, and was it worth it? I mean, that's the biggest question. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. That and what kind of pose do you do? And why do you have to do that on the sixth floor balcony?
Those poses are tough.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
they're
sure
like,
they're very hard.
Like, you got to balance and then pull your leg over your head.
Oh, I bet.
And,
yeah, no, I see some of those. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, that's truly an art.
Which is exactly why you don't try to do it on top of the railing. I mean, that's ridiculous.
But is that part of the zen of yoga?
I mean, you get in certain positions. I think it's
like,
harder to balance. Like, you have to tense up your muscles more if you do it on something like that because it's harder to balance than if you would just do it on flat ground. But then you're six stories up. I mean, that's so dumb.
But what about, like, if you do it, like, on a mountaintop? I see some girls and they'll, like, meme themselves and they'll be like, my peaceful, happy place. And then they're on this rock doing this weird pose.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that's like, you know, you have the scenery, but you could still fall.
You could, yeah. You can do it on top of a mountain. Just make sure you're not on a ledge. I mean, I feel ridiculous even saying this. It's just, like, you should know not to do this.
And how peaceful is yoga whenever you fall?
Right.
Is that your happy place? Was it really worth going to your happy place to get your back put... 11-hour back surgery and your head and your arms back into place?
Head and your arms.
Sounds like a terrible place for me to be.
What the fudge? On Power 96.5.